Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. This is a podcast about helping you reach high performance in your life, in every area of your life. It's about staying more motivated, more confident, more disciplined, and on purpose. You know, the high performance experience is really about feeling more vibrant, more connected, more excellent, more fulfilled in your life. But it's also challenging you, because you and I both know it's difficult to reach those levels of high performance without support, without ongoing commitment and dedication to your own personal development,
So welcome to our HPX community. Thank you for joining us here on The Brendan Show. I'm super pumped for today's episode. Before we begin, I want to let you know that we have specials right now on our HPX nutrition line. If you didn't know it, I rolled out three specific products to help you with your performance. These are three specific supplements that will really give you the edge. Now, don't worry, I'm not starting an MLM or a downline. I'm not asking you to promote any of my products. And frankly, just like you, there's a lot of different companies and a lot of different products that I love and I enjoy, and I'm not trying to compete with. It was specifically, I could not find three world-class supplements that specifically helped me in these areas. So we've got HPX Optimize, which is a mental focus and energy product for your brain health. Then we've got Essentials, which is a functional multivitamin, which we've basically enhanced for longevity, for joint health, and for vitality and digestion. But what we did, instead of like making a multivitamin where they sprinkled a million different things in there that actually have no effect, and we put in dosages here that you'll be amazed by. And then finally, we've got HPX Organic Boost, which is the energy drink mix that I take because it's 100% organic. It's actually delicious too, I have to tell you that. So go check it out, HPXwellness.com. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you've ever wanted to know how to reach the high performance experience in terms of your biology and physiology, these products can really support you. Go to HPXwellness.com. And without further ado, on to today's episode.
If you can enter the challenges of your life from how you feel now, would life be different? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Totally different. When you are empowered with choice, everything shifts. What might happen today that might trip me up or stress me out? And how do I meet it as my highest self? I anticipate there's going to be a struggle during the day. And I ask myself in the morning, before I even get there, how could I meet that as my highest self? And I don't say that because, wow, look at me. I had to develop that because I wasn't meeting stress well. Sometimes the exact places that you're not doing well in life, you need to be very disciplined about starting a habit or what we'll teach you called a trigger that will enable you to meet and serve in those situations better, right? Because if you're in a place where you're an adult and you have a recurring conflict or situation that continually brings you stress and anxiety, it needs to be an imperative for you to deal with that better. Because maybe that situation isn't going away, right? Sometimes that situation, if it's your business and it's struggling, it might be years. So I'm like, you don't have to suffer for years in the caged life. You can choose to move through it. But I share all that because this is what began me and my journey looking for those triggers and looking for those habits, because I wanted to live an extraordinary life. I wanted to take advantage of that second chance. I wanted to earn this blessed life. I wanted to earn it. And so I got it. I knew my questions. I knew what my questions were. And I knew the greatest gift was I didn't just know the questions, but I realized if you know your questions, then you can live your life intentionally so that next time or when you do ask those questions, you're happy with the answers at the end. So I said, I'm going to live and I'm going to love and I'm going to matter and I'm going to do it every day. And I'm going to set up a measurement system every night, including last night upstairs when I go to bed. I say, did I live today? Did I love today? Did I matter today? And the truth is, I'm not perfect. There's not like every night, yes, 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 right? It's not like that. But mostly they are, because I set up what was necessary for that. And mostly I get to experience that and I get to sleep peacefully because of it. And the truth is, I have good days and bad days, but when I can say yes to most of my end-of-life questions and answer them in positive ways, those are the nights I sleep the best. So I'd encourage you to find your own questions and live intentionally. Even if that sounds like common sense, we all know it's not always common practice. Your family and your team needs more intention from you. So does your health, and so do you. And that would be true for all of us. Is this true?
Yes.
All of us. If you have humility, you're like, you know right? Yeah, I could. There's more there. It's good. So choose how you want to experience life. Let me tell you about where people are and how they can get out of it, though. Let's talk about this caged life, because remember, I was there. Let me help you define what that means so you can spot if you're there or if some of your loved ones are there, because it happens, right? We all have a big social network these days, and some people are there. The qualities of this, of the caged life, let me walk you through what's happening so you can know when you're cued into it and be wary of it. First one, the quality of the caged life, it's fearful and often frustrated at the same time. It's the rattling of the cage. You're scared that you're trapped, and you're frustrated about life. If you just constantly feel frustrated about life, you might not define it this way, but I do. You're in the caged life. If you're, it's okay, because we've all been there. How many people have been there before? Be honest. So look around the room. So that everything we're talking about, we're just talking about the human experience here. It's okay, all of us. The human story only has two narratives. The human story only has two narratives. One is struggle, and one is progress. That's the only themes we have, right? That's the only themes we have. And throughout our lives, we bounce back and forth between the two of them, right? All of humanity is found between those two things. It's okay. If you don't feel happy, it's okay too. I'm not that person. You should be happy 24/7. It's like, no, stuff happens. We're gonna talk about the difference between emotions and feelings. Emotions land on us a lot of times. This happens. We gotta talk about how to deal with the feelings so that you can manage that better. But for those who are going through hardship, I honor you. You're in a good place and you're in a safe place to explore these things. The second thing that you have, that second feeling, is resignation. You shake the bars and you try to change. You try to change your house. You try to change your husband. You try to change the team. You try to change the financial disaster coming and it doesn't seem like it's working and you're so angry and scared at the same time. And at some point you're like, well, screw it. I give up. I tried. Screw him. Screw the business. Screw the people. I'll just show up at work, go through the motions and leave. Screw him. I'm not going to give him any more. I'm not going to give him any more of me. I'm not going to give him my ideas. I'm not going to create with them. Don't need to anymore. Screw them. You just get, even if it's not screw them, it just resigned. You're like, I've tried so hard. And you get exhausted from it. And the exhaustion's real. You're just resigned. You're like, why even try? It is a very dangerous place to be. You need to know when you tip into that resignation in life. You need to know, because if you're on a team or helping people and you're resigned, well, my work doesn't make an impact anymore. No one likes my ideas anyway. Nothing's happening. And you're just throwing up your arms. If you're constantly throwing up your arms in life, you're in a very dangerous place. If you're there, you are in the danger zone. Because you know what? From there, it is a quick, slippery slope.
Hey, it's Brennan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com.
To this last element, bitterness. They don't understand me. They don't understand. They won't help. They don't get it. Screw them, those people. And then you're like that big animal, just watching life as a spectator, looking at all the people walking by, thinking they're foreign. They don't get you. And it's this place where I considered suicide. Matter of fact, most people who experience or try suicide, go through these levels, a lot of fear and frustration, resignation from life, and then bitterness, because the ultimate act of suicide is usually someone saying they can't understand. And when you say they can't understand, you don't ask for help anymore. And that's the ultimate cliff of life. When you don't believe other people understand, and so you quit. Either quit life or quit what you're doing. But I share this to high performers because it's not always so dire. It's not always a car accident or a suicide or a challenge, because guess what? Leaders in the room go through the same thing. Even if your life is good, you can be caged. How many know what I'm talking about? Even if your life is good, hey, you made your money, you got the house, the cars, the picket fence, things are good. You rattled the cage, you tried things, but now you're in a relationship and you feel stuck or trapped. Now you're in a job or a career, you feel stuck or trapped, and at some point you throw up your arms and then you say they don't understand. All that cage stuff, that's ego stuff. Bitterness is an ego thing, a negative ego thing. It says they can't understand me, but you know what? Super wealthy people sometimes say, they don't understand me. They don't understand how hard I work. That's caged thinking. They don't understand. I've had to do this in very sensitive areas too. A mother who lost her child to cancer at the age of 12, if I remember right. Lost her child at the age of 12. She was caged. They don't understand what I've been through. All of her friends stopped calling and talking to her friends. Why? They can't understand what I've gone through. So successful people do it. People in dire need say it. It's very easy to be caged. When you think that other people don't understand, the ego has taken you. Because really, no one can understand. 7 billion people on the planet. 7 billion people on the planet. Hundreds of thousands of epochs. We've got a situation where we've got literally 100,000 years of experience and knowledge from archaeology. We've got tens of thousands of years of recorded human history. Like, we can see or measure by archaeology or what was left behind. We know from all of the writings, all the scriptures, these are many, 2,000, 3,000 years old. There's only two stories in all of that, struggle and progress. And if you don't think someone can understand your struggle, the ego ate you up. You don't think so? I had to say, darling, you're not the only person who's ever lost a child. Now that sounds flippant, right? To say that to somebody. But is it true? It's true. And sometimes as a coach, I gotta just call it out. I'm like, you're not the only one. Because when you think you're the only one, either because you're so disadvantaged or so special like the billionaire, you're in the caged life. Because guess what? When you believe you're the only one, you've lost the oneness of life. If you believe you're the only one, you've lost the connection to all the other souls, to your creator. You've lost reality. You're in a warp zone if you believe you're the only one. That's why I tell people all the time, the fastest way to get out of the cage life is to be vulnerable and say, I need some help. Because then people will come in and they'll describe things, they'll connect you, they'll talk with somebody. You come to a seminar, you go to an event, you do networking, because suddenly someone will open the door and you'll meet somebody just like you. And when you meet somebody just like you, hope starts rattling that cage, not fear. When you see other people going through your stuff, courage starts rattling that cage, not fear. When you see lots of other people, or you talk to two or three other people, because sometimes it can take one soul out of 7 billion to open that gate for you, and you're out. One new person you can meet can open that gate. That's why I tell people, especially when you're depressed, you need to get social support. Get around other people. And the science confirms it in psychology. Social support is the most important thing to pull someone out of depression more than anything. It's more powerful than drugs itself when you control. It's absolutely necessary to have people around you to support you. But that doesn't happen unless you ask for help. When I went through my struggle with the car accident, I was so bitter. When I came back, I don't know why, I just told people about it. I'd be like, I went through this situation. And lots of people are like, dude, that's heavy, dude. And they'd have nothing to give, nothing to serve. Nothing. I was in college, right? I go back and people are like, this kid's heavy. But man, I went back a different person. Because when they knew me, I was Cage. When I came back, I had intention to live and love and matter. I was a fireball. I was alive. And they were like, what's wrong with you? And I'd be like, what's wrong with you? Do you ever change your life and the people around you, they don't change? And now they're like pointing at you like, what's wrong with you? You drink the Kool-Aid? What's wrong with you? You're different. Why aren't you different? Right? You start to feel like, no, yeah, you change. It's a beautiful thing. But sometimes people, they're in their own cage. They can't understand your freedom. They just won't. You'll just be on fire and they're like, what's wrong with you? And you'll be like, what's wrong with you? Don't do that. Don't say that. But you'll feel differently because you're here. Say, I'm here.
All right. Hey, it's Brandon. I hope you enjoyed that episode and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brandon Show and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting. And finally, my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything with my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.